Racing on Sunday at Kenilworth. One of your priorities should be just to check if there's a track bias. We have had rain in Cape Town, and if there is a significant bias favoring one side of the track or the other, or one racing style or the other, then that might just help to narrow things down. On paper, though, very, very challenging. The first is off at 12:05. It's a maiden juvenile plate for fillies over 1,000 meters. World of Secrets, I think, will run nicely. Booking of Michaela Michelle for Paul Reeves's One World filly is interesting. She's chosen, has improved at each of her three starts. But check out the firsters. Merriment is a very well-bred Vercingetorix filly. And 8, Gimme Perfect, is a beautifully bred Gimme the Green Light filly. The second race is a class 3 for fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. Whirlwind could be the one with a weight of just 54 already. 3 wins from 6 starts, has been finishing off fluently and beating weaker rivals. As for the rest, she's got class. A little bit of a query though, over 1,200 on a softened track. Wild Applause should be running on, but hasn't raced for 55 days. The same applies to Call Me Secret and Pink Pigeon. So there are fitness queries there. Berry's Boogie would be in the mix as well. She beat Claire de Lune last time. 3 wins from 9 starts. It's quite a tricky opening leg of the bipod if you don't entirely trust Whirlwind to handle the step up in class. The third race is an open maiden for fillies and mares over 1,200 meters. There is a debutante here, Lily Langtree. Could be of interest. Monitor the prelims and the betting market closely. Again, this is Paul Reeves, who's got some nice runners on the day, and Michaela Michelle riding. There is another firster from Andre Steyn's yard, Proxima, a grey Rafif filly. Of those that have run, clearly the best form belongs to Swift Serenity and Crazy Little Thing, but they've run 23 times between them and they are still maidens. Race 4, maiden plate, over 1,600 meters. Tough start to the pick 6. Kisses would have a shake. Likewise, Up in Flames, Leaflin. The top speed figure goes to Sparkling Sky, but she'll need to boost her finishing fraction to hold on. Another one that goes well racing handy is Giddy Up Grace, Linker Strike, Alder de Mayer for Bass Racing. Those are your primary contenders in race 4. Race 5, a class 4 for fillies and mares over 1,600. Despite the wide draw, I'm going with Amaya, who has run well for Domea in the past, and that penultimate figure, beating Lark Song, was a really good one. Cutie Patootie is a Quirari filly on the upgrade, already 2 wins from 4 starts. Nice victory over Mighty Mary from Gun to Tape. Vroom Vroom could improve. My only weakness is always competitive at this class level. Pentelina, decent figures. Yo Lekker Ding, also in the mix, having beaten My Only Weakness last time, albeit by a whisker. And April Fool's Day, I make danger. Look at that run to Cutie Patootie last time, despite being slow out and having to change course at the 400. So the shortest would probably be 10, 4, and 9, but you may need more than that. Sixth race, also tough, class 4, 1,200 meters. 7 and 9 are the principals, and a whole bunch of backups, including 12, 8, 4, 3, and 1. That's Music of the Night, Maritzburg Memory, Gin Palace, Boozy Susie, Hampstead Heath number 1, and obviously you can't leave out number 11, Claire de Lune, who's run well to horses that I've mentioned, Whirlwind and Berry's Boogie. Just check and see how they do in earlier races. But the two that appeal most of all, Paul Reeves's What a Winter Mare Girl Like Us, who rushed home behind Berry's Boogie last time on soft ground over this 1,200 meters under similar circumstances and with the right pace setup, should be competitive Keegan DeMello, his book, which is interesting. And Lady Lookalike, Richard Furie for James Crawford, has also got competitive speed figures in the mid-90s and should go well. It's a challenging race. Then the feature is the Somerset 1200, which is a listed event. I was really taken by Reef Runner's winning debut, got a speed figure in the high 80s, which is excellent for a juvenile. On that occasion, raced handy and drew clear. So it sustained a really good gallop, comes back just 2 weeks later. It'll be interesting to see how this Rafif colt goes. Her dangers are two fillies. She's a ripper, also a Rafif out of the excellent Racemare Skippers, who dashed home but just too late to catch tag and release in the winter nursery. And Grapes of Wrath, who was very impressive on debut 3 months ago, despite being tardy at the start, came through to take command. Tag and release would have a chance of completing a hat-trick at best, but this is a tougher ask. And number one, the Cullinan has got scope to improve. Earn the weekend you may want to use in the lower slots of your single race exotics. Eighth race, class 5, 1200 meters, fillies and mares race. Flying South, speed down the inside. All is green, has run well fresh before. Blue Lagoon's gone close at this level. Meg's Legacy is a contender. Calvin Habib won on Adam Marcus's Legislate Filly last time. Easy Money has got a good record in the wet and over this course and distance. Also a last start winner. Just pipped Blue Lagoon. Enticement will be interesting to see how this one goes. Hard race, cast a wide net. Race 9, class 5,000 meters. The contenders include horses 9 and 12. That's Oktoberfest, who could be a value tick, or those runs to Dame of Tricks in November and January over the course and distance were a cut above what some of her foes have achieved. Whether she's going to run back to those numbers is debatable. 12 starting point looks like a very, very nice. Gimme the Green Light Filly from the All Is Secret Dan side. Tough task, carrying 62.5, but has got some nice form. That run to Flying Finley in particular was an eye catcher. Beyond those two, 11, 6, 2, and 4, that's Country Time. 6 is Love Shack, both Paul Reeves runners. 2 is Major Apollo, who ran well for Brevin Plaikis last time and has got the inside track. And 4, Marseille, a 2-year-old colt, comes back after 3 months off track. We'll see how he stacks up against the older horses. Very challenging racing indeed. You really need to keep your wits about you to turn a profit at Kenilworth.